Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
To you until we meet again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee. Let's put our little records away. We'll be back your way next hour here on the morning show from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our update at 9 o'clock is up next and sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green and the Phoenix Center here in Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump tariffs against Mexico, China, and Canada go into effect tomorrow morning. The president says Americans may feel some pain, but it will be worth it. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze with more.
Prices are likely to rise on clothes, appliances, and children's toys, with 85% of all toys in the U.S. made in China. The CEO of toy company Basic Fun tells us the price of a popular toy like a Tonka truck could go up from $30 now to $40 by Christmas.
Donald Trump advisor Elon Musk now has access to the federal government's funding agency. He has been given access to the U.S. Treasury Department's vast payment system. After a fight with the official who oversees the system, that official has now been placed on administrative leave. Staffers at the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, were instructed to stay out of the agency's Washington headquarters today after Elon Musk announced that Donald Trump had agreed with him to shutter the agency. This is ABC News. A new survey shows some Americans may be optimistic about the state of the economy.
Despite the potential for higher prices and sinking investments, Americans are more bullish on the U.S. economy than they have been in a decade. A Gallup poll conducted in the first 2 weeks of January had 53% of respondents expecting the economy to grow in the next 6 months.
ABC's Jim Ryan. Germans aren't reaching for a popular staple as much as they once did. German-based breweries and distributors reported a 1.4% drop in beer sales last year, despite hosting the European Football Championships. Need to keep your winter coat handy, or will you not for 6 more weeks? According to Punxsutawney Phil, he saw his shadow on Sunday, which means there won't be an early spring. But when it comes to groundhogs predicting the weather, it depends on which one you ask. Punxsutawney Phil's conclusion may have been the outlier. Buckeye Chuck in Ohio, Woodstock Willie in Illinois, and Staten Island Chuck in New York all predicting an early spring. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Valentine's Day is coming up fast, so stop by and pick out that perfect gift for your special friend or sweetheart. All Amethyst jewelry is on sale. Pamela's will be closed from February 19th to March 18th. Reopening March 19th from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and find out how you can buy a house without needing 20% down.
High temperatures in the upper 30s today. Partly cloudy and much cooler tonight, a low of 11. Partly sunny and cool Tuesday and 20. 13 for a low Tuesday night. Wednesday, 32 with a 50% chance of a light wintry mix starting in the afternoon. And Friday, a high of 30 with light snow in the morning with minor accumulations.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Well, it's about time. time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Get ready for a night you won't forget. Howl to Go Dueling Pianos is coming to events at Castle Rock on County G on Saturday, February 8th. These dueling piano masters will have you singing, dancing, and requesting your favorite songs all night long. Tickets start at just $45 and include dinner and the show. But hurry, tickets are selling fast. Don't miss this epic night of live music and interactive fun. Visit events at castlerock.com to grab your tickets today. That's events at castlerock.com. See you at Castle Rock for a night to remember.
Good morning and welcome to our morning show on WRCO. Today, we begin a busy week here on the program. In the studio is Mayor Todd Coppernall, Mayor of the City of Richland Center. How you doing?
Doing great, Phil. Thanks for having me on again.
Good to have you on the day after Groundhog's Day. And, you know, I guess 6 more weeks of winter either way, right?
Yeah, a lot of people haven't figured that out, but it kind of means the same thing either way. And with a winter like we've been having, it's not such a big deal anymore either, right,
no.
Phil?
It isn't.
Like the winters of our youth.
I know. But I guarantee you, when I'm out there at that first Richland Center baseball game, you know, like 1st of April, there'll be snow on the sidelines.
And that wind in your face, no matter what direction it's coming from, in your face.
It always happens. So how's your family doing?
Okay. Before we get to that, I was talking to Hank Bray out in the lobby, and I told him, you know, before I left the house this morning, my buddy called me. He said, Todd, I bought one of those new cars that drives itself. I said, it's amazing. Where is it? He said, I have no idea. So my day got off to a bit of a weird start, but anyway.
It took off.
Yeah, Henry wanted me to tell that on the air, so there we go. All right, so my family, thanks for mentioning that. I wanted to just take a quick minute to thank all of the people in town who've reached out. My mom had ovarian cancer and had a pretty complex surgery about 10 days ago now, and is now home healing, and prognosis is surgery got all of the cancer out. They're 100% certain of that. They'll do chemo when she's ready to do it. We don't have dates for that yet. And then it's a form of cancer where you just sort of wait and see, because in some people it never returns, in others it does. But the surgeon told me exactly these words. The surgery did what it should do. The chemo will do what it should do. And then this is just an unpredictable cancer. But my point today is two things. One, thank you to so many people who've asked questions, expressed concern, and offered support to the family. But also, and this is from my mom to anyone who can hear my voice, listen to your body, be an advocate for yourself. The reason this cancer was discovered was because she did that. and went to the doctor, not at all expecting it to be cancer. But then in hindsight as well, she recognizes now that some rather simple symptoms had occurred in her life. The things that you wouldn't, it wasn't pain. There was no, you know, bleeding anywhere, no open sores, you know, all the things they teach you about cancer. She didn't have any of those, but just some increased fatigue kind of stuff going on. And she just said, well, I'm not as young as I used to be. As it turns out, that is a primary symptom of what was going on in her body. She just didn't know that. So her message was simply, get to the doctor when you can. You know, consistently do that. Do your once a year physical. And if something has changed, even if it seems innocent enough, tell your doctor that something's new. Tell them what it is. Because the confirmation that mom had cancer actually came, led to the confirmation, came from a blood test that they could have done earlier. Yeah, had there been a suspicion or a reason to do it. So anyway, that message from my mom is advocate for yourself and pay attention to how you're feeling. And my message to Richland Center is thank you so much for the support.
Awesome. Glad to hear that she's doing better. You had a community forum the other night. I know that you recently had some tributes to Marty Brewer as well. You wanted to talk about that a little bit.
I did. And I did say this at that community forum the other night, and we'll touch more on that forum in a minute. In 2020, I was elected to my first term as mayor. And Marty had just been elected to his first term as the county board chair. And he and I did not know one another. And we are both, were both on the Natatorium Board, which oversees the Simon Center. And so we both were at the courthouse walking in, because those meetings happen in the county boardroom. And Marty stopped me and introduced himself. He said, hello, Mayor, my name's Marty Brewer, and I'm the new county board chair. Hey, he said, I think we can do a better job. He said, I think the relationship between the city of Richland Center and Richland County can be better than what it is. And I said, I think so, too. He said, I'm really glad you said that. Let's talk later. And what happened was this really just informal, when there was a reason to call, sort of series of phone conversations between he and I, just when anything was worth talking about, which led to a once-a-month lunch that incorporated the two administrators, the city and county administrators with Marty and I. And that led to, I called Steve Board and Aaron Unbehan, the school district administrator and the school board president, and invited them to come down to the city building one evening and sit in the conference room with Marty and I. And let's get the schools into this. What can we all do? Because we all represent the same people, right? Let's do what we can to be as efficient as we can. And out of that meeting, it took time, but out of that initial conversation, that led to the school district owning East Hall, which had been a county property, part of the campus that they weren't going to use anymore. And the school district put their new school in there that is now helping them grow enrollment, where Richland School District had been falling in enrollment for some time. That's not true now. And Steve Board told everybody that the other night. They're at a plus going into next fall. Enrollment at our high school will be in positive territory for the first time in a while. And one of the reasons for that is the fact that they were able to get East Hall and expand what they can offer students. And that whole thing indirectly started because Mr. Marty Brewer introduced himself to me in the courthouse parking lot and just said, what can we do to make things better? And through the time that he was board chair and I was mayor at the same time, a lot of things improved between the two entities and the school district. And there will be some more opportunities that will benefit everybody who lives here. There's more things we're all working on. And he was, I don't know that he foresaw that's what it would lead to, but he was the catalyst. So my message to everyone in Richland County is that Marty Brewer believed in this place, the city, the townships. He believed in Richland County. He fought for us, all of us. And he recognized the challenges, and he had the nerve to say things that irritated people because they happened to be the truth. So when it was time to make hard choices, he didn't dance. He didn't sort of say what he thought to keep people happy. He just said, this is where we are, and this is what we're going to have to consider. And you're not always popular when you tell the truth, but when you're an elected leader, it's your responsibility to do it. And he never blinked. Okay, I didn't agree with everything he wanted to do, and he didn't agree with everything I wanted to do. But we respected each other enough to understand that that's the roles we were filling, And we found over time we did agree on most things. And I it takes a man of conviction. The county got lucky. Dave Turk followed Marty and is a very similar man in that respect, in those respects. But I just wanted to spend a minute on the air here to publicly acknowledge and thank Marty Brewer for his massive contributions to Richland County. And he passed recently, and it made me very sad to hear the news. So to the family and friends of my good friend Marty Brewer, I thought he was a great man, and I admire the effort he put into trying to help this county. Thank you, Marty Brewer.
Well said. Yeah, he leaves quite a legacy. Getting back to the community forum, then, as we talk about that, I know that you had one a year ago that was very well attended, probably better attended because of the referendum, but you still had a good turnout, didn't you?
We did. So last year we tried something new, which came from what I just described, these meetings that are regularly held now that involve city, school district, county, and sometimes now we've got the Simons Foundation involved too. Just what can we do and how can we do it and what's going on in your building? And so last year we had the first community forum, and last year we had two of them, one in the at 11 a.m. and one at 6 p.m. This year we just did one at 6 p.m. just to see how things would go. Well attended, and the whole point of it is for city, county, schools, everybody to give updates to the community on what we're doing. And then to it's open forum, ask questions, because we're all right there in front of you. We do this in the banquet hall at the bowling alley, and we're all up in the front, and Ron Fruit moderates. Somebody told me he'd had a career in communication at some point. He does a great job. He does a great job. And it goes really well, because it really is a chance for all of us to explain what we're working on so people can know. And we take a lot of questions. All of us get a lot of value out of it. And then it leads to the public being more engaged, which is a big deal to all of us. Again, last year, the school district, Mr. Board, gave a long presentation, a PowerPoint presentation to everyone explaining the referendum. And this year, he didn't want to take the center stage again. He said, well, somebody else take the lead. And as it happened, recent news out of the school district had just, you know, improved test scores, growing enrollment, all these positives had come to light. So he kind of wound up in the spotlight a little bit again, which is just the way it was. It's happenstance. It's just where things were when we got there. But Steve gave a great update. Dave Turk, the county board chair, talked quite a lot about the campus property, because as you can imagine, they get a ton of questions about that. And I spoke about projects we're working on at the city, the Panorama Estates apartments, the what we're calling the Lamont subdivision, an effort to get about 23 new houses built, a couple of, I didn't name them and I'm sorry, but I won't today either, a couple of retailers that are interested in Richland Center that we're trying to get done, things like that that we're all working on. Great. We'll do it again, whether it's annual or becomes you know, a couple times a year perhaps. We'll keep doing those because it benefits the public, but it also benefits all of us to hear from all of you.
It does. What was there a common question, anything that came of that?
A lot of questions about the campus, which that's not going to stop until that's resolved. And I understand that. One thing that we were all asked is where's the best information source? And everybody kind of gave the same answers. We all have good up-to-date websites that you can utilize. Obviously, all the meetings we hold are open to the public, things like that. There's a lot of good Facebook pages. So, like, the Sheriff's Department has one. The Police Department has one. City Government does. The Parks Department does, and so on. Those you should be able to consider to be credible. And what I said, listen to the news on WRCO and read the Richland Observer. Those two local media outlets cover the city council, the county board, the school board, every meeting. If you want accurate information, go there. That's our local media. And I said exactly this. If you're getting your news from a Facebook gossip group, thank you in advance for changing your habits.
but I think it's important for all of us to work together, us and the paper, but also anybody that's just putting something on Facebook. I think they have to know that you've got to cover all the bases, really, in this area to get the word out. about something.
Yeah, you do. And that's why we use Facebook. We use our website, and the county uses theirs. School district uses theirs. That's why the meetings are open to the public. That's why you folks do the news as often as you do on WRCO. That's why the Observer prints weekly with updates on all of these meetings, too. So there's the point is there's a lot of places, credible places, to get good information. But honestly, in the end of the day, it's up to the individual to choose a credible source. Okay, if somebody said it to you, that's not a credible source, right? If it didn't come from city government, county government, school administration, somewhere like that, you should question the validity of what you've been told. And it's just doesn't happen enough. I get bizarre questions sometimes that I don't even know how anybody could take seriously, but they get legs and they take off. And people, I'm not going to even repeat them, but people will ask me just things I just can't believe somebody took seriously, often too. And I'll just, where'd you hear that? And we'll leave it there. it's a couple of consistent sources that just do not have credibility.
For 2025, I think one of the goals is to continue the close work with the county, though, you know, the city, and moving forward with some of those things, right?
You know, I know I've said this before, and I don't care because I'm not going to stop. You can't escape this, and really pay attention to this, folks. This is never going to change where we are. Look on a map of Wisconsin counties. Just pull one up online. Look how comparatively tiny Richland County is. Look at the size of Sauk County, Iowa County, Vernon County, Grant County, Monroe County, and look at Richland County. You could fit us easily inside any of those. Easily. So I don't know who drew those maps up in the 19th century. I think somebody made somebody mad. Because we have one city. One. Sauk County, go over there. You have the Dells, Lake Delton, Reedsburg. You have Baraboo. You have Sauk City. You have the village of Spring Green. And that, think about this. If you want to know why I question why things were done the way they were, they used the Wisconsin River as a natural border, and they put Muscadet, therefore, in a different county than Richland County. Okay, got it. No problem. Then why is Spring Green in Sauk County? It's on our side of the river. You know, I mean, who did this? When you look at, really, why is the county line right in the middle of Viola and Cazenovia's carver? Why? Doesn't make any sense. Who would do that? But that's what they did. So the point is, one small county with one small city, our 5,100 people is the only city in the county. So here we go. We're married, guys, the city and the county. We can't get divorced. There's too much interdependence. It will never, ever change. It can't. You can't take a county with 18,000 people and take 5,100 of them out of there and say, this is us and you're you. You can't do that. There's not enough money for anybody to do anything. And what do you do now? So you have to work together. Think about this for a minute. Because people miss it. Because if you grew up here, you just drive by it every day. I get it. I grew up here. So look where the courthouse is with all those county offices, and look where City Hall is with all those city offices. We're essentially across the street, and the taxpayers are funding all of this. What for? I'll give you an easy question. Why are there two buildings? Why does the county have this great big courthouse structure, and all that does, right across the street, the Health and Human Services building, and then just skip a couple businesses, go next to Family Dollar, and there's another building that the city has. If you live in the city of Richland Center, your property taxes are supporting all three of those. Why are they in three buildings? Does that make any sense when you have the issues that rural areas have with funding? To me, it doesn't make an ounce of sense and should be addressed going forward. It doesn't make any sense. But you know how much money it costs to heat and cool things, to repair the roof, to repave the parking lot, and so on and down the list. And look at where the county wound up. And this is not me picking on them. This, I can see how it happened. With all the funding issues that rural areas get with the way state aid is handled now and so on and so on. Just rising costs through inflation. The term deferred maintenance got into the local vocabulary. What it meant was you didn't spend the money you should have spent to keep the buildings in shape. So you wind up with leaky roofs, and you wind up with bad doors and old single-pane windows that aren't energy efficient and aged technology and on down the line because the money wasn't there to do this stuff. I'm not picking on anybody. It's just hard decisions had to be made. So here we are. The state did, the UW system, I believe now called the Universities of Wisconsin, made the decision to close our campus. Okay, for those of you who are still mad about that, I don't blame you and I never will. But they did it. Now the county has all those buildings, plural, all those buildings sitting there with millions of dollars needed to bring them up to speed if they chose to do it because the maintenance wasn't done. That's the whole story. End of story. That's it. Because the money wasn't there, so you kicked the can. Not picking on anybody, but you have so much money, and here's the bills. So you have to pay for your cops, right? You have to pay, you know, the register of deeds, the city clerk on down the list, the county clerk on down the list that you have to pay for, all the HHS services that are mandated by the state that you have to pay for. So you get to what's not mandated, and that's what you leave off the list. And when that turns out to be a roof, you got a big problem someday. Or HVAC. What if I told you that the boilers at the campus are from the 1960s? Wow. It's just what happened, okay? So can there be, are there opportunities for the city and the county perhaps to share space and share the bill so that there's less buildings to pay for and maintain? And think of it this way, too. The more properties in the city, we'll just stick there, that are not on the tax roll because they're government buildings, that's less property tax. That's less participants paying in, which means more will be asked from the people who live here and own businesses here. So you take a city block and fill it with a city building or a county building or a school. Now, obviously, we need those things. Don't misunderstand me. But if you could have been more efficient, instead of building a city building that took up a block and a county building that could have took up a block, could you have built a better, more simple structure that housed both of them on one block, and then you could put businesses or homes on that second block? You have more either homes or businesses for our people to use and enjoy, and you also have another block of taxable property paying into the system, helping keep the schools running, helping keep the county running, helping keep the city running without having to go to another referendum or without having to cut services to the people. So when you ask me why is the city and the county and the school district meeting regularly, it's because fortunately we have leadership in all three places thinking like I just explained. Hey, how do we get more efficient? Don't think that belongs to you and this belongs to me. We all represent the same people. We have responsibilities to the people who live here. How do we make this place run better? And all of us are committed to that.
Well, moving forward, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the school and maybe using the gym at the campus, which I think is still on the table, and you know, moving ahead to the future, and then the Simons maybe doing some sort of a tryout there, right?
Yeah. So what's going on out there? And I'm all for this, by the way. So the school district will tell you they need more gym space. Okay, they need more gym space. So what do? Do you build a new gym? That I don't know, $10 million. I don't know, I'm guessing.
That might be conservative.
Yeah, it might be. But it makes the point. Mm-hmm. Or you fix the one that's there. I don't know. I could have the wrong numbers. Let's say $2 million. I could be off. But put it this way, a fraction of what it would cost to build a new one. Hence, it makes no sense to build a new gym when our high school is right up the hill from a gym that's not being utilized. Okay, so the county and the school district are working on an agreement that would allow the school district to use the gym. Not own it yet, we're not that far, but to use it. Well, the Simons Foundation said, hey, you know what? What about us? Yeah, no kidding. They're right next door, too. And they could expand their offerings if that gymnasium, you know, was available. So they're working to be part of this, too. And it's a little premature here, but I would bet an agreement will come that would allow the school district and Simons to use it. That's not for me to decide. The county owns that property. But I would bet on it. And the reason I would is it just makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, it's right next door to Simons, and it's right down the hill from the school. You know, if you're looking for obvious ways to work together, that seems like a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. I would like to broadcast another varsity event in there someday. So I don't know. We'll see.
Wouldn't that be fun again?
It would.
I mean, the thing is, guys, for anyone who doesn't know this, the gym floor is in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
It was redone not that long ago. It's things like make sure the roof is good. There's some of the entrance, the doors. Last I heard, the women's showers weren't working right. And here we go. That boiler.
Yeah, heat.
It was done. I think it's the original boiler from whatever, 65, 67, whenever it was placed. So that's going to have to be addressed. Now, these things cost money. I'm not trying to tell anybody it's going to cost $50 and you move on. It's not. I am telling you, man, it's a heck of a lot less expensive to update that gymnasium than to try to build another one. And it wouldn't make any sense, because if you did build another gym at the school, now what are you going to do? Tear down the one at the That's not going to happen.
No, no. Hey, the morning show continues in a moment with Mayor Todd Cappanello from the City of Richland Center on a Monday.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear, and always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare supplement insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Day one, diagnosis day, the hardest day, the day you hear,
I'm sorry, this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
We are here for you. We exist for everyone fighting leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, and other types of blood cancer.
On day 185, LLS helped me file my insurance claims properly.
Day 5,840 and counting, and I'm still in remission.
To learn more and get help on day one, day two, day 983, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572. That's LLS.org, 1-800-955-4572.
On a morning show from WRCO, Mayor Todd Cappanello is our in-studio guest today for his monthly visit. Well, I know you get asked often about any possible new businesses coming to Richland Center, and here we go, 2025, anything on the horizon you can talk about?
Yeah, so the right answer always makes people a little upset, and I understand why, but yes, we are working on some retail businesses. The problem is, in some cases, the retailers specifically ask us not to make their names public until it's either going to happen or it's not, because if it doesn't, they don't want any ill will in any particular community should they try again later. And so sometimes we get some specific direction on what's okay to say and what's not. But yeah, we are. We're talking to multiple retailers. So what I can tell the people, and I know it's not what you want. You want me to get specific, and I can't. What I can tell the people with 100% accuracy, certainty, is that in the last few years, Richland Center turned a corner from there are brands, there are chains out there who had no interest in Richland Center, who do have interest now. And a couple of them have gone from not calling us back to reaching out. And the challenge here, and this is a real deal, guys, the challenge here is usually availability of buildable land that they want or their ability to negotiate a lease where they would like to go. And if you look around town, you know, I want you to think, I'm not talking about if Phil and I decided to own a local business. I'm talking about, you know, maybe a publicly traded nationwide chain and how they think. They're going to want to be where there's a lot of traffic. They're going to be real specific. If we come to your town, this, this, and this. And if you tell them no, they go somewhere else or they don't go at all. When you look here at places that you can build a new store on that are going to have a lot of traffic, that are going to meet the demands of corporate America, we don't have a lot of choices. That's a reality because a lot of land here is floodplain classified by FEMA, and a lot of land here is just more expensive than other places because of the terrain, because it's hilly. If they have to do a lot of excavating, that just increases their costs. And what's going to happen when the costs go up is they'll either decide not to go to that town or they'll come to the municipality for money. And so you tell me, get me this store and get me that store. I'm with you 100%. But then if I have to tell you to get that or to get that, your property taxes will go out this much. The conversation tends to slow down a little bit because there's a responsibility on both sides of that. I want this to be a message of optimism, though. I'm simply trying to provide accurate information to our people. So, yeah, there are some challenges here that other municipalities don't tend to face because of the terrain. That's just the reality of things. However, there are some opportunities. I've said this for a while. We are working with some of them. We've made some really good progress, too. I will say it this way. 1, 2, 3, 4 different industries. I will say nationally recognized businesses have expressed interest in Richland Center. Now the question is, you know, what does their board decide to do? Okay, they have interest, but when push comes to shove, I mean, we had a scenario where we had a company very close, and there when it got to the last sign off, the board went a different direction, which had nothing to do with us. They went after bigger towns for a while, had nothing to do with Richland Center.
The board, as you say, is from that corporation.
Yep, from corporate board, yeah. not city.
Right.
The corporate board just made a different decision to go after a different size market for a while, and we can't change that decision from here. But they didn't tell us to stay away forever. They said, call us in the spring, and I will do that to see if they have interest again, because they liked Richland Center. Just the people who get to decide on behalf of the corporation went a different direction when the time came. And that's just that stuff happens. That's why you can't you can never look away from economic development in a small community. Never. Because nothing's done till it's done. I don't care who you are. Until it's signed, until it's built, until they open the doors, it doesn't matter who's talking to who or what rumor you want to grab onto. It doesn't mean anything until it's done. And the complexities, you know, getting the land available, are there city utilities there? And if not, what are the costs? Did the DNR come and look at that land? Because years ago there was such and such on it and there was contaminated soil. Don't know yet. It's on the highway. The Department of Transportation has to sign off on any other entrance points or if there's going to be any controlled intersection with lights or a roundabout. Did that happen yet? Oh, by the way, you need to fund a traffic impact study. That's about $25,000 before they'll even come and look. They can't get to you for 3 months, and it's going to cost $25,000, and you might not get your store. Does the city want to fund that? These are simple examples. There's a lot more. But myself and all of us, I can tell you the city council wants to sign off on all of this stuff and do victory laps. Who wouldn't want to? So we've got a committed group down there trying to get them done. And we just got to let it play out. But the good news is we are no longer a place that people do not want to talk to or talk about. We are now a place trying to figure out how to get them in.
Well, I know the recent talk was, well, a grocery chain came to Viroqua. But I think a totally different scenario because they had pretty much everything set up for them, didn't they?
Yeah, and I just had a conversation. I've got a pretty good relationship with the mayor of Viroqua, Justin Running, and I talked to him within the month, and they fell into that. He would tell anybody. This is exactly how he said it. They weren't even talking to a grocery chain. They did not know a grocery chain was even looking at their community. And they walked in the door and said, we represent this chain here, and we just bought property, and we need locates for soil borings. Hi. And they all looked at him and said, you're who? We're this place. You what? Yeah, we're coming if. And the city, you know, was in the process of losing a store. Quillen's had announced they were closing. And so they just said hello, and it was the easiest thing ever, and a lot of good fortune involved. And what he said to me, this is the mayor of Viroqua, said to me, he said, any elected official that takes credit for that is lying. We fell into it. And I know it's true. Okay, that's not a judgment of anybody. I just know it's true. And I know him well enough to know he's telling me the truth. But I also know it's true from having talked to the same chain plenty of times. And it's just the way things can go. It's a great example of the way things can go. When Quick Trip built their store downtown, they didn't come to the city and say, give us $1 million. They bought the land and built the store. And so, you know, city officials were thrilled and should have been. But they can't say we did it. But it's there. Sometimes that happens. When Dollar Tree decided to build a new store, their representative came to see me at my day job and actually lied to me, said, I'm here to buy a Polaris Ranger. Can we go out in that outbuilding and would you show it to me down at Vitesnik Power Sports? We get into the outbuilding and he identifies himself and says, this is who I'm with. And by the way, if we buy that piece of land, will you change the zoning so we can build here? And I'm just, they did it that way. So sometimes you get lucky.
Did you make him buy a Ranger then?
No, yeah, that never happened. Weird that part of it happened. But those things happen. Both things can happen. You can do everything right and not win it, but things beyond your control. And you can wake up one morning and somebody says, here we are. And both things are true. But the way to get it done, the way to get lucky is to prepare for it. So you have to have, you know, available land when you can. You have to know, meaning that, you know, myself, the mayor, the city administrator, the economic development director, the city council, they have to have some knowledge in advance, right, of what it's going to take to do one thing or another and be as prepared as possible so that you can get a little bit lucky if somebody shows up. But the other side of that, and this is true of the elected people and the people who live here, I don't want to, but you got to learn how to ride the waves and surf a little bit sometimes, because you can do every single thing you've been asked to do. You can maybe have a store go somewhere else and then call you back and say, you did everything right. This is not about you. You guys were great. And don't lose our number, because there might be a next time. You guys were great. But nobody wants to hear that message. But it still happens. You got to take the wins and the losses, and you have to be consistent with the approach to economic development. Most people don't understand this. The city needs to constantly reach out, but corporations decide where they want to go much more often than a community calling them and pleading with them to come there. Once you have them on the phone or whatever, that's when you have to have been prepared so that you aren't putting obstacles in front of the deal. That work has been done at the city in the last few years, and we're in a much better position than we had been. That's because we added an economic development director, and because we have taught the city council. They've been through some of these now, and this is how this goes. So the next time, be ready, and they are. They're ready to go. And we finally got the agreement to finish Panorama Estates. Great example. That took years to hammer that thing out, and it got hammered out. And you just, persistence is key, and just understand, people, that we do have some opportunities out there, and we're doing everything we can do and should do on behalf of the people who live here to get them done.
One of the things you said earlier, you know, it was interesting when you were talking about our forefathers and when they were drawing up the counties and where Richland Center is the only major city, you know, it makes me wonder if back then they didn't think Richland Center was going to grow more and be even more of a major city.
There had to be some politics somehow, because why would you do what they did? If you look from today's perspective, there's no reason to draw the counties the way they're drawn. There really isn't. Why would you put, here's the river that's a border, but over there it isn't? And I don't know. I really don't know if they thought Richland Center would be 15,000 people by now, or if they thought, whatever, Viola, Cazenovia, anywhere, Gotham, who cares, anywhere, would take off and grow. I mean, understand we're talking about, 150 years ago or more. I don't know when the counties were drawn, 19th century. And who knows what they saw from that point, from that vantage point. But, yeah, but from today's viewpoint, there's no doubt that it's tough. It made it tough. It's hard. I mean, if you just think about Richland County's terrain, you got to remember, that's the issue. That's the issue. It's beautiful here with our hills. Beautiful here. But it makes it a lot harder to build and grow. Okay? And then by today's state laws, when you enter the term net new construction into the conversation, which means if you don't get new buildings, you don't add money to the tax base, basically. Obviously, think about it. That just naturally favors metro areas. Milwaukee, Madison, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Fox Valley. They get things because they are where they are. Okay? And the cities that happened to be along where the interstate went. I mean, there was a time when Wanakee had 2,000 people. That's in 1970. They had just over 2,000 people. They're going to hit 20,000 soon. And look at Baraboo and look at Reedsburg. Was the same size as Richland Center when my parents were in high school. Okay, and Tolma and Sparta and so on and so on.
A lot of them were in Richland Center's conference.
They were.
In the high school conference.
The South Central Athletic Conference. Mm-hmm. They were the same size, so they were in the same high school sports conference. And the interstate went where it did, and look at the impact. And didn't go where it didn't go. And then you look at Richland Center at 5,100 people. Verroak was, 4,000, just over that. Westby's not that. You know, I mean, Lone Rock actually has had some pretty impressive growth and is not 1,000 people. And that's just luck of the – I mean, none of us did that, and none of us can change that. But what we did change is our approach to economic development, and we became much more aggressive about it. And now I'm hoping that as more of this spirit of collaboration persists in the community, that maybe we can – not just be the city having that attitude, but let's get the county having that attitude with us. And I think that's coming. And, you know, let's think. If you're going to build a new municipally owned building, yes, it needs to be where it makes sense. But don't put it where you could have attracted a business. Don't put it where you could have put nice new homes. You know, everybody get on the same page. And that's where that work has been done and is being done.
I think about some of the things that you've talked about, though, it really could have a domino effect. You know, if you get more housing, more population, the city grows, and you're going to probably see more interest from outside entities.
And it will happen. And that is so part of the reason that we are getting interest we hadn't been getting. The first one was the fact that we actually hired someone that was responsible for economic development, that, you know, we've invested. And that shows something to these corporate entities. But, yeah, they want to see some growth. And, obviously, I mean, Richland Center has about 50 more people than it had when I was a kid. So that was a problem. That was a problem. If it persists, it will remain a problem. That's why I make sure to say, hey, there's 92 new apartments coming, and we're working on 23 new houses. Put two people in every one of them. Let's do the math here. 115 new homes times two people in each one, 230 people. When's the last time that many new people came to town?
You'll have to go out with your spray can and change the population.
That's right. I'll send Phil down there. Sign's close here.
It is.
Down the road there. But, I mean, that's the spirit in the community government, the city government, and now it's the county government, I would say, too, and really even the schools. And not just Richland School District. I talk about them because when you're talking about city taxpayers that I represent, that's the district that Richland Center's in. But I have no doubt, you know, the other districts that serve Richland County, if they saw benefit to collaborating on one thing or another, there's no doubt they would, because they're all facing the same budget. It, honestly, schools are facing budget crises. It's not funny. And so any way that any of them could be involved too, I'm sure they would do that. And that's, if you live here and you pay taxes here, that's what you should be looking for.
Well, we've talked a lot about some things, you know, kind of in the outskirts of town, but the downtown, you know, truthfully, your downtown businesses are doing better than some communities, aren't they?
They are, and that really, it's an interesting thing. If you are thinking of downtown Friday nights in the 1970s, you're going to forever be disappointed because that era is gone. And you can't pin that on Richland Center. That era is gone from everywhere. If you think back then, everybody took a paper paycheck, stood in line in a bank.
Your milk check.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and took the kids down with them, and mom went grocery shopping, and dad went to the hardware store or got his haircut or whatever, and the kids went Schultz Brothers, Rexall, music shop, spending money all over the downtown, and I loved it. We all loved it. Go to the movie, whatever, all loved it. Well, okay, paper paychecks are pretty much gone, online banking. First big box, which in Richland Center meant Walmart, but it could have been Target, it could have been Best Buy, they're all over. Then Amazon, and don't tell me that you don't shop on Amazon, because most of you would be lying. Okay, so if you shop online, you shop in the big box. That's what changed downtowns everywhere, okay? But what has happened in recent years, and Richland Center is a great example of it, entrepreneurs, local families got off the mat and said, what can we do? Think of it this way. What can we do to make a living that they don't do on Amazon? That's why you see restaurants. We have more food choices than we may have ever had. Okay, that's why, because you can still earn a living selling food, fresh, you know, a prepared meal. You can't order, you know, a pizza from Nate's downtown on Amazon. You can't order Chinese from one of the places in town on Amazon or TKO or any of that. There's a furniture store doing well in town. You're not going to pick your couch off the web. Most people won't do that. There's a craft, a jeweler in town that'll custom make jewelry for you. You can't do that on the web. Things like that. That's what took root in our downtown. It didn't hurt, obviously, that the Phoenix Center is now in town instead of on. That helps, too, brings traffic into the downtown. And as you look around, Richland Family Restaurant, that was a shuttered country kitchen for years, thriving now because some people bought it and invested and came up here and said, we're going to do this. And so, yeah, there's a lot more traffic downtown than there was 10 years ago. It's not comparable. And I think this community should be proud of that and grateful to those families, the folks that own the locker who expanded down there, things like that. Yeah, it's had a positive impact on the community. There's a bike shop, and there's a coffee house, and there's a bakery. And think about it. Again, local people doing stuff that you either can't or aren't likely to buy online. And that's the key to rejuvenating a downtown. And I'm not telling you that ours is done and everything's perfect. I'm not. I'm telling you to focus on the positive. It's so much better than it was at one point. The corner's been turned. Just got to keep it going.
No doubt. We'll have a final word with Mayor Coppernall coming up in a moment.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course, rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here, too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Bosqueville. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with Tough Shell Stretch Polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Bosqueville.
Just about time to say goodbye to Mayor Todd Coppernall today. You look at it, Groundhog's Day just happened, and the time is going by pretty fast, isn't it?
Yeah, there's that old song, Accentuate the Positive.
Yeah.
And isn't that truth? The truth? And shouldn't we always try to keep that in mind? Winter in Wisconsin can drive people crazy, right? It's cold, it's dark early, it's windy, all of that. Well, we're halfway through, guys.
Right.
And I was just telling Phil off the air, the next time I'm here, which is, you know, it's just a month, I come once a month, first Monday of the month, and the next time I'm down here will be a few days from setting our clocks ahead. Just my next appearance on the air here. And two appearances from now, just two, we're into early April. It is spring. The grass will be green and the Cubs will be in last place. So we have that. I mean,
watch it.
But really, I mean, if you break it down like that, there's only four seasons in every year, and they don't add extra weeks in any given year. So 52 weeks a year, which means each season gets 13 weeks. It doesn't matter which one. It doesn't matter. It just feels like winter takes forever in Wisconsin, and it feels like summer was about 2 weeks long.
Yeah.
But they both get 13 weeks, and so does the spring, and so does the fall. So break it down. We're halfway through the winter. We should be through the coldest days. You know, time will tell. That's not always true. But we should be through the coldest days. And in just a few weeks now, it'll be early March. Then we move the clocks ahead, daylight a little longer, and you can really feel spring coming. In other words, we're almost there, guys.
On the downhill side, spring elections coming up, too.
Don't forget about that. And there is a primary this year. I can't remember. There's a state issue, so there is a primary. And then we will have our spring election in early April here for city and county seats here. But always kind of try to keep that in mind, that those are always coming, and pay attention. I mean, if you're going to have a successful representative government, you have to participate, guys. You have to show up, vote, ask questions before you do. And don't be afraid to run for office. I'll tell you this. It's not easy. Don't let anybody tease you. It's not easy, but it's worth it. It's so worth it. And I think it's one of the things in my life that I'm most glad I actually went ahead and did. Instead of just talking about it, I did it. And someday, you know, I've announced I won't run again, so my term will end in April of 26. I'll be done in mid-April of 26, which means, for among other things, we'll need a new mayor then in the city. Don't be shy. Get yourself involved. Come to some meetings. Get yourself on a ballot. It's not easy, but it's worth doing.
Yeah, meetings coming up. You'll have office hours today, right?
Yeah, when I leave here, I'll be down at City Hall. I've got a lot of meetings scheduled today, I think more than a typical Monday, and that's good because they could be some pretty impactful things today. But, yep, that's true, and then City Council meets tomorrow night.
Any big concerts this year? No Rolling Stones or anything like that? Not in the city. I mean, that you'll be going to.
Yeah, Kim and I try to do one every year. And what we're talking about, and I can't remember the date, late summer. Labor Day era, coming to Milwaukee, Billy Idol and Joan Jett.
Ooh, there you go.
And we might do that. We might do that. One of the first concerts I went to, the second one I ever went to, was the last day of school my junior year. So late May, 84, Billy Idol was at what was then the Dane County Coliseum. And just think about that. So the class of 84's last day of high school ever was Billy Idol. And half of this town was in that Coliseum. I can't believe how many kids from Richland Center were in that concert. And I was there with a bunch of my friends. And, you know, I was so into that sound back then. And to do it again now,
yeah.
I'll be 58 by then, and to stand there and do that. Yeah, I think we probably will.
Are you going to wear leather then?
Kim will.
Kim will. Okay. thank you, Mayor. Appreciate it.
Phil, thanks for having me on. I'll see you in early March.
Always a pleasure. Yep. Mayor Todd Coppernall will join us on The Morning Show.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard.
and you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise to make you whole again, a promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecarens.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO.